Most networking diagrams show a simple story. A client talks to a server. But in reality, there is often a third party sitting quietly in the middle. A proxy. Sometimes it just forwards traffic. But sometimes it actively inspects it, modifies it, or enforces policies. That kind of proxy is called a man-in-the-middle proxy, or MITM. And recently, while adding Layer 4 proxy support to the Rama framework, I realized once again that building one of these correctly is a lot more subtle than it first appears. This week is another protocol short episode. It is the second one in this series. The first one we released on January the 20th, 2026. And was about HTTP as an application bus. You can find the links on our website. Now, in order to understand why building one of these L4 proxies correctly is a lot more subtle than it first appears, we first need to look at the two proxy types that most people interact with. The most common proxy people know is an HTTP proxy. In this setup, a client sends a request to a proxy, and the proxy forwards the request. And this works fine for plain HTTP traffic, but HTTPS breaks this model completely. And thus, HTTP Connect was born. Connect basically asks the proxy to open a pipe to the destination. And once that pipe exists, the proxy mostly just forwards encrypted bytes. It is important to understand in the context of HTTP proxies that the HTTP connect method is only used by the client when connecting to a proxy for TLS encrypted traffic. For plain text traffic, this wasn't needed and isn't used. There is another proxy protocol that takes this idea one layer lower, SOX 5. This comes with a small handshake. The handshake allows the client to use a method. The method defines whether or not it needs to have authentication, and in case of authentication, what kind of authentication. The most common, similar to HTTP proxies, is username password. Once the server and client agree on the method, we get to the command. And in the context of our proxy story, we will focus only on the connect command, which operates very similar to an HTTP connect request, meaning it also contains the destination address to which the proxy is expected to connect to. Once the outbound connection is made by the proxy, it, just like the HTTP proxy in the TLS encrypted traffic, is expected to forward bytes. The main differences between a SOX 5 and an HTTP proxy is that first of all, SOX 5 is one layer lower, and secondly, SOX 5 and its handshake is always done regardless of the traffic, regardless if it's HTTP traffic or not, and regardless if it's going over TLS or not. That is different than HTTP proxy, because with an HTTP proxy, it is only using HTTP connect in case it is TLS encrypted traffic. An HTTP proxy is typically also only used for proxying HTTP traffic, while for a SOX 5 proxy, it's a lot more natural to transport non-HTTP traffic as well. Now, both of these proxies share one important assumption. The client knows it is using a proxy. And that turns out to be a problem. Layer 4 proxies solve this differently. Instead of the client connecting to the proxy, the operating system intercepts the connection. Typically, this means that when a client requests a socket from the operating system meant for outbound connections, that instead of an actual socket for that purpose, it will instead deliver the traffic to a socket or interface on which your L4 proxy is listening to this kind of TCP flows. And in this instance, the client is not aware that there is even a proxy in the middle to begin with. As such, L4 proxies, or at times also called transparent proxies. However, this introduces a new challenge. The proxy no longer knows what protocol it is receiving. To keep the scope of this podcast small enough, let's focus for now only on TCP. And in order to understand better what I mean, let's discuss some examples. Example number one is where a client is making an HTTP request to example.com. The client will DNS resolve example.com domain and will make and will request to the OS a socket for this outbound connection using the destination IP address that it resolved using its DNS resolver. Instead of receiving a regular socket from the OS, it will instead open an interface to the proxy. The client will not know this, but the proxy will. And the proxy, the only thing it will see is a destination IP address. It does not know what server is exactly on that IP address, unless it knows about the IP address, but in most cases it won't. And neither does it know what is the protocol used by the client connecting to this destination. So the proxy must detect protocols from the very first byte of a connection. For example, in HTTP/1, this means that it can detect the header of the HTTP request, meaning the method and then a path. For TLS, it will be able to see the first bytes looking like a client hello request, and if it wants to be sure, it can even peek the entire client hello request, given this is still in plain text. For socks, it will see the socks 5 version followed by a method followed by some more data in case it wants to be even more sure. And this can work for anything. The beauty in all this is that each protocol starts with its own unique set of bytes. So far, I haven't found any collision in this, at least not in the protocols which are widely used in the wild. And while implementing this in Rama, we ran into an architectural problem. Prior to explicitly supporting L4 proxies in Rama, we already had man-in-the-middle support, this in context of HTTP and SOX5 proxies. In this traditional man-in-the-middle flow, the server accepts an incoming connection explicitly requested by the client to the proxy as an HTTP proxy or a SOX5 proxy. It is at this point that the proxy is terminating the protocol, terminating also the inner protocol, and so on, meaning in case it's a HTTPS request, it will terminate the TLS request, it will then terminate the HTTP server accept, and only then, when it will receive the first HTTP request, was this proxy gonna make an actual outbound connection, meaning has to do a TCP handshake outbound, TLS handshake outbound, and finally send the incoming request, that first request, to the outbound and then send the response once again to the client. And this works, but it becomes extremely complicated when protocols stack. The insight we ended up with is that most protocols are actually just conversations. The client speaks and the server replies. So instead of terminating the whole protocol first, we can bridge the conversation while it happens. Bridge I/O is a small abstraction that connects two I/O streams, the client I/O and the server I/O, and it forward bytes between them. But the proxy can still inspect messages, intercept parts of the handshake, terminate protocols if needed. Imagine a client wishing to make an HTTPS request over a SOX5 tunnel. What will happen in our flow? Well, first the client will want to establish a connection to the SOX5 proxy server. However, given we have an L4 proxy in the middle, it will actually mean that the client will open a TCP flow to our L4 proxy. At first, our L4 proxy will not know what the byte it receives contains. But very quickly, from the first bytes, it will be able to detect that the incoming bytes are meant for a SOX5 proxy, and it will see that these bytes contain the header data sent as the first part of a SOX5 handshake initiated by the client. In case we are not dealing with authentication, it will send those bytes to the destination SOX5 proxy, and it can do so because it receives from the OS or the interface the actual destination socket address. And if all is well, it will receive also the reply on this first part of the SOX5 handshake. It once again replays this to the client. The client will then continue to do the handshake depending on what exact flow of SOX5 you are dealing with here. But eventually, if all is well, we established a SOX5 connection on both the ingress and egress sides, meaning we established a SOX5 connection between the client and our L4 proxy, and from our L4 proxy to the actual destination SOX5 proxy. At that point, we will once again continue to receive more bytes. And given in our example we were dealing with HTTPS requests, it will mean that the next part is TLS. Once again, at first we didn't know what we were dealing with next, but very quickly, using the first bytes, we can detect using the TLS client hello, which is the first part of the TLS handshake, again initiated by the client, that we are dealing with TLS traffic. At that point, we will start our TLS interception flow. Whereas in our traditional man-in-the-middle flow, we would at this point already have established our TLS connection with the client. We are instead, in this new flow, first replaying or reusing this client hello to establish a connection ourselves to the server. One and only once this TLS connection is established with the egress server over the egress SOX5 proxy tunnel, will we continue the TLS handshake between the client and the L4 proxy. By doing this flow, we are serving both sides according with its natural flow. And even more, we can at each time respect the actual preferences from each side. For TLS in specific, that means we can mirror the original TLS certificate from the server when we forge our own man-in-the-middle TLS certificate specific for that server flow. We can also mirror the defined settings such as the negotiated ALPN, the negotiated TLS version, etc. All of this we can use to keep our both sides as equally configured as possible. This is very cool and was very different than how we used to do man-in-the-middle flows. Layer 4 proxies are fascinating because they operate before the application layer even exists. They can start with nothing but raw bytes and must reconstruct the protocol stack from there. And implementing this in Rama led us to the bridge I/O abstraction, which lets us inspect and relay protocols one handshake part at a time. In a future episode, we might dive deeper into TLS interception and encrypted client hello. And in case you are new to proxies, we will also link the intro to proxy chapters as found in the Rama book in the show notes. In those chapters, you will be able to learn more about all the kind of proxies that exist, and it will also link you to examples found in the Rama codebase so you can play with these kind of proxies yourself and see how they might be implemented in the wild. We encourage all of you to play with these technologies in order to to get a better understanding of it yourself. And this concludes our episode on man-in-the-middle proxies. See you next week for another week of netstack.fm.
Netstack.fm is brought to you by Klaviyo, building secure, open, and resilient infrastructure with Rust, protocols, and purpose. This show is also made possible by Rama, the open source networking framework. Klaviyo offers service contracts and welcome sponsorships to keep building and supporting its ecosystem. The theme music of this podcast was composed by DJ Mailbox. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform and leave a 5-star review. It really helps others discover the show. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time for the next handshake.